Hello.
I've been around white people way too long.
Hello.
Hello, this is Brittany calling you back from customer care. You left your number as a callback, so I was returning your call. How can I assist you today?
Hi, thank you for calling me back. A couple of days ago, I thought I was taking advantage of a, I guess, an offer that was on Facebook. And I did the offer for $2, but my card was charged $56. And that credit card is being, I mean, that payment is being, it's holding right now. And that's not what I approved.
All right,
so when I called the bank, they gave me this number. I'm sorry?
Can you provide your zip code, please?
20670.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
It's Seniqua, S-E-N-E-Q-U-A. And my last name is Rivers.
Thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
It's 716 Carpenter Park, Unit D as in Delta, Patuxent River, Maryland, 20670.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Now, did you file a dispute with your bank when you contacted them?
They tell me that I have to wait till the charge goes through. They won't do anything now. I can't say it's fraud. I can only do it as a claim, but I have to wait for the charge to go through. But that's not what I signed up for. It was nothing about the low carb. I don't want that. I just cancel or whatever. I was signing something for like a KitchenAid appliance and paying for the shipping.
Yeah, so whenever you've done the KitchenAid, then it will send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. But I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And also, it does show that I can issue you a $55 refund as a courtesy.
Okay. And what app is – okay. So let me say something about that, please. When I put in my payment information, it wanted me to confirm my address. I confirmed my address, and the very next page, I got a HTTPS 400 error, and it said that the page you're requesting cannot be displayed. I tried to hit back on my phone, and I got nothing, but immediately I got the bank charge for, what, $56.94? Excuse me. Oh, God, where did it go? I'm sorry, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. $59.89. That's what I got charged for. $59.89.
Yes, ma'am, because as it states on the website, after you do the KitchenAid, it will then send you to our website, and if you agree to the terms and conditions, as well as the charge of $59.89, then they will prompt you to put in your credit card information again.
Okay, so I didn't get to the page to your website. It did the KitchenAid for $2, and that's it. Right after that, I got an error message. But then I got the charge, and I'm like, what is going on? And when I tried to go back to, you know, figure out what happened, I got an error code. I didn't even see your website.
Yes, ma'am. Could you hold for a moment while I speak with my billing department, see what we can do for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I spoke with the billing department. They did advise me I could waive the $5 fee, and the full refund of $59.89 will be back in your account within 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, and what's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, is there a customer service number to call if I need to speak with you again?
No, ma'am. You'll call the same number you called today.
All right, and what's the name of your company again?
Daily Plate.
Daily Plate or Daily Plate?
Daily Plate.
B-A-I-L-E-Y?
D-A-I-L-Y.
Okay, D-A-I-L-Y. Daily Plate and P-L-A-T-E, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You said 7 to 10 business days.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.